Pathway to Promise podcast episode number 38, Leaving a Legacy of Purpose, with Bill McConnell, author of Conquer What's Next.
Once you conquer yourself, everything else becomes possible. Your biggest enemy is you.
Hi, I'm Patty Rokas, artist and author from RocksTellStories.com and author of He Is Risen, Rocks Tell the Story of Easter. I help empower and transform people by playing with rocks. Dr. Brad Miller helps to empower and transform through the power of stories told right here on the Pathway to Promise podcast, helping you uncover your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
The Pathway to Promise podcast is brought to you today by the Legacy of Purpose Virtual Summit, led by Bill McConnell from BillMcConnell.me. During the week of March 18th to 22nd, 2019, this is a live virtual summit where 12 people from diverse backgrounds and perspectives will present insight and challenge along the idea of living your life of true purpose. This is a faith-based series that brings into focus specific areas and unique viewpoints of pursuing life purpose that everyone wants to discover and live by. You could just, some of the specific areas covered will be marriage and business, workplace, personal restoration, and having true personal value. So you connect up with the Legacy of Purpose Virtual Summit. You can head over to our website, pathwaypromise.com/038, for more information about the Legacy of Purpose Virtual Summit. Our focus here on this day in our process, our 40-day way process of improving your life, is to have a life of purpose, a life where you've thought things out and where you have a life where you are making your life happen intentionally, having a plan, having a specific plan, then working that plan in order to make your life better. A whole part of the 40-day way of building your life of peace, prosperity, and purpose is how we can use a plan to, in a relatively short amount of time, to move through adversity to achieve our promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. That's what we're all about here at the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, is helping you move through this process. That's my mission. My focus in life is to teach and to teach and to coach you and to be helpful to you in your life to move through adversity, marital problems, financial reversals, health-related things, relationship issues, to achieve your life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. I do that through the teaching that I'm doing here on a regular basis during the month of March and April of 2019. Every day we're having something to come out to be helpful to you. And one of the great things we can do to be helpful to you is also bring in great guests and authors who can help you to define things in your life as well. Bill McConnell is one of those guys. From BillMcConnell.me is his website. And he is an author and a leader and a teacher and a blogger and a podcaster. And he has processed a lot of things in his life. But it boils down to this, about living a life of purpose. And he's put together a Legacy of Purpose virtual summit that you're going to want to check out, and I hope that you will. But right now, friends, let's learn a lot more about Bill McConnell and how to live a life of purpose as we get into our interview with Bill McConnell right now. Bill McConnell is an incredible author and leader and teacher and a person who has also owns a Jeep Wrangler and loves to do that type of, goes out back roading with his Jeep. Outdoor guy, lives in Colorado. And he has a goal of helping you to move from wishing to winning in the most important areas of your life. And in that process, he is a blogger and a podcaster and a speaker and an author. And he's written a couple books together, Surprisingly Simple Secrets for Loving Your Wife Forever, and more recent title, Conquer What's Next, How to Scheme Your Dream and Get Your Rear in Gear and Gain the Grit to Go There. And he also has the upcoming Legacy of Purpose Virtual Summit. Lots of things going on in your life. Bill McConnell, welcome to Pathway to Promise.
Thank you, Brad. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
Man, awesome. I am so glad you're here today. We can chat a little bit about what you're up to and what some of the things you're working on, but also what you have to offer to some folks here, some great things here. But tell me a little bit of background about you, Bill. How did you end up where you're at right now? What's a little bit of your history? How did you end up doing all this writing and teaching and podcasting and all this other stuff that you're working on here?
Well, after spending a little bit of time in school at a very, very small Bible college in New Brunswick, Canada, I was a youth pastor for 23 years.
All right.
Which in youth pastor terms is a really long time. During that entire time, I never once learned how to play the guitar.
I'm a former youth pastor myself, and usually that goes, you're supposed to have one of those attached to your hip, because I never had a guitar playing either, but I was a disc jockey. That was my thing. So, okay. Well, Keith, so 23 years as a youth pastor, and what happened?
Well, I stepped away from ministry. I got into a situation where myself and the pastor were more at odds than actually working together, and I felt it was just time to do something else. I was really getting on the edge of being burned out.
Okay.
So I stepped out of ministry, took a job at the hospital as a program coordinator. I was there for 3.5 years, and then they cut 60% of our department. Hmm. I was part of that 60%, as were...
All of a sudden, your life changed. It went, your whole situation went upside down, didn't it?
It pretty much did. I was unemployed for a little bit of time, and then I took a job at a state children's home for children that were too hard for the foster care system. Really rough kids. We're talking kids from 5 years to 14 years of age. And I was there for a period of time, and then the state closed the entire facility down.
You went from one good time to another, didn't you? My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, so I've not been fired. I've just been cut back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
into unemployment, as it were.
Still does not feel good at all.
Yeah. And I went through a period of time where I really struggled with finding a new groove. Like, youth ministry was my passion, my love. I was successful in it. I loved hanging with the kids. I loved being with the kids and imparting my life and the life of Christ into these kids. And when I stepped out of that, I felt a little bit lost. And then after one cutback after another cutback, I find myself just sitting at home doing nothing and had no clue what to do. I was a day away from suicide.
Okay.
I found myself one morning... I couldn't wait for my wife to leave to go to work. My daughter was off at university, and so I was all alone. And I curled up in the corner of the living room and cried for about 2 hours uncontrollably.
Wow!
Just completely lost, and finally just kind of sat up and said, "I don't know, maybe one more day."
Hmm.
And that was kind of it. Maybe. And then I figured, let me do something. So
let me just be clear for a second there. You were really at a point where you were actually not only having some passing thoughts, you were kind of making some plans or really getting kind of serious about it here?
It was at the point where if there was a firearm in the house, it would have been maybe a different story.
Okay. Wow.
But where I was at the time, okay, this is what I feel like doing, but I had no great way to do it.
Yeah,
okay. which was very providential. Mm-hmm. Looking back, and I just decided. I said, I've just got to figure out and do something. And I thought, well, if I can't find a job, and if I can't step back into ministry and be effective in a full time church ministry position, then I just got to figure out something to do. So I poured myself into being a house husband.
Okay,
which doesn't sound very very exciting, but with my wife making the money at that point in time, I got to make her life easier.
Yeah.
So I started doing things around the house just to make her life easier. When she came home, it was easier for her. I could go into all kinds of detail, but you can. It came to the point where I wrote a book about it.
All right.
My first book called Together. Actually started when in year 7, where I was pouring so much of my life into youth ministry, I almost lost my wife.
Okay.
Which is really scary. And yeah. I talked her into coming back.
Your job kind of overcomes your family. I understand that. Been there myself, but yeah.
Right. So with that, I basically just said one more day. Let me see what I can do today. One more day. One more day became one more week. And I slowly built back into my life a sense of purpose. And it started with my wife. It started with my family. And then it started to spread to how can I help others? How can I help others that maybe have been in the same situation as me? How can I help husbands that are maybe missing the point with their wife? They think everything's fine, because I thought everything was fine in my marriage right up until the point where my wife said she wanted a divorce.
Mm. It got your attention, apparently.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Wow.
And we didn't have children at the time. It would have been very easy for her to walk away. Mm-hmm. You know, we wouldn't even have fought over the dog. I would have had the dog.
Yeah.
So. Wow. But we've been married for 38 plus years now.
That's awesome.
Everything is going great.
Well, that's great. So part of the process here we want to talk about is, you know, we all of us have these really powerful obstacles and challenges that we face. And if you're at a point of, you know, even considering suicide, and if you and considering divorce and all the other things that you have described there, you're at a different place now, apparently.
So I'm in a much, much different place now, thank you.
So we want to talk a little bit about how you got from where you were to where you are. So what would you say? You said you had to take one day at a time. One day became a week and so on, and you did some specific things regarding caring for your wife. What, Bill, would you say were a couple of maybe the bold actions, the things you took that really broke the pattern for you, that helped you to move out of where that stuck place, that place of that malaise you're at, into someplace different, just to get you started on the process, the pathway? What were some of the things that you did?
Well, I started thinking real specifically, I'm here. I am here for a purpose. And the purpose isn't a job. And the purpose isn't a position. And the purpose isn't a ministry. There's a purpose within me. There's a reason why I'm here. It's not that I've lost it. I've just had my eyes blinded to it. Mm-hmm. And I started to do some basic things. I just started to pursue the concept and the idea of what is my contribution for the rest of my life. What am I going to do? And one thing I love to do, I'm a planner. I love to plan. It's crazy. I struggle sometimes in execution, but I am a master planner. I'm a master planner to the point where I said I'm going to become a certified project manager.
Okay.
Which I am. I love to plan things. And so I just started planning my life a whole lot better. One of the things that is really kept me solid and kept me going and moving is a morning routine.
Okay, good.
Morning?
Tell me about it a little bit. Go a little deeper on that. I'm after bold actions that we take, and this sounds like one of these things that you did and got a little more discipline in your life. Tell us a little bit about how you actually do your morning routine.
I woke up in the middle of the night and decided to stay up. It seems a little random, but it gets very specific. I went downstairs and I sat on the sofa and watched TV at 4 in the morning. The dumbest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I just started waking up early in the morning, and I said, well, there's a reason for me to wake up. I'm going to start making it purposeful. So I created for myself a morning routine. My routine that started then and has and goes even today, even this morning, I get up, I take a journal, and I write. I've got two pages, two sides of a journal. There's four things that go on it. Mm-hmm. On the one side, I write down a portion of scripture, and I just kind of write and go a little deep into that portion of scripture, whether it's three verses, five verses, or just one verse. Sometimes I stick on one verse for 4 or 5 days because I'm just stuck there and I want to get everything out of it. Under that, I write down my prayers, prayers for my wife, prayers for my daughter, prayers for projects, prayers for myself. prayers for others. On the other side of the page, I'm very specific. I write down the same thing every morning. I write down a statement that it evolves, but right now it's pretty solid as to how I feel and to how my purpose is. And I say that to myself every morning. I write it down every morning for a very specific purpose. I want it to be the primary thing that drives the rest of my day. Under that, I write just a little bit about what happened.
Hang on a second there, Bill. You said you had this very specific statement that you write every day. Is this a continuous statement, or is this like one for each phase of your life? Or has that specific statement, has it changed over time? Or is this like a mission statement type of thing or affirmation?
You could say it's a mission statement. You could say it's affirmation, and I've got it right here, and I can read it.
If you don't mind, I would love to hear it.
Okay. This is what I write this down every day. I don't just say it, but I write it down because writing is a very powerful thing. I don't type it out. I write it out. And I'm kind of stuck on that, and I'm going to stick with it. This is what I do every day. I write this down. I say, I am a speaker, author, and life coach who serves growth-minded people aspiring to become their best selves. I help them discover their personal life map and embrace the journey ahead by becoming a conquering spirit over self and circumstances. My passion is to empower a movement of strong, fearless conquerors of action and life, the result of which the world cannot ignore.
That's awesome. And I noticed that you term this your statement of motivation. You know, some people call something like that like a mission statement or a credo or something like that. But you call it your statement of motivation. Tell me a little bit about that. Is that to motivate yourself or to motivate your people that you serve, or how's that?
Well, one thing I love to do is when I was talking about planning,
right?
For me, it has to do with helping other people. The very first weekend I was ever a youth pastor in a church, fresh out of college, I had all these ideas and all these thoughts in mind, and there was a special speaker at the church. I don't remember her name. I remember she's a female. No clue who she was. She said one thing to me. She said, find a need and meet it. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard, because I was just out of school and thought I knew it all.
Of course.
And later in life, the more you think about it, that's the best thing you can do in ministry. Find a need and meet it. And I live to serve and help other people. I don't have to be the guy up front or anything. I live to serve and help others, starting with my wife and her job, starting with my daughter, and moving up to everything else that I do. I want to help other people. Mm-hmm. And that's become one of the primary driving purposes of my life currently.
Awesome.
I want to be remembered as someone who helped people and made them feel better and made them feel connected.
If you have a legacy of helping others, that's a pretty awesome thing. And you start it by being very intentional each day. And you write out this statement of motivation, you write that out longhand in your journal. Is that right?
Every day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How do you rely? This is, you've talked about writing a bit of scripture and studying scripture and using a long form journal, a written journal with these four quadrants. Part of that, so that's some taking some great, you know, action that is very oriented towards, you know, actual physical activities, is what I'm trying to get at. You're getting up early and, you know, physically doing the acts of writing and so on. But let's talk about your inner life for just a second, about what spiritual forces or where do you draw your power from in order to motivate you to do these changes in your life and able to help others? What's your source of power?
Well, my primary source of power is my relationship with Christ. As a believer, I don't just believe, I believe intentionally and intently. I'm committed to expanding and sharing the love of Christ with everyone and anyone I meet, mm-hmm. which kind of comes down to the idea of, well, serving. Mm-hmm. And I can get up and I can preach all day long, but I really love, I think this is a modified quote from Francis of Assisi, who said, in everything, everywhere, preach the gospel, and if absolutely necessary, use words.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. So that's great. So, and how do you find strength in that when challenging times comes? Because, you know, you mentioned about how, you know, you had some really bad days and you were considering, you know, suicide and some divorce and some really bad stuff. But things don't just, when we have transformation in our lives, it's not just a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. So how do you utilize these disciplines and these powers or this drawing on a higher power to help you face obstacles or anything that you face, you know, every day in life? When you have to go, you know, me and my wife just did our taxes the other day, and we had to deal with all that hassle. you know, when you have to deal with it, whatever it is, taxes or whatever it is, how do you use these powers to help you deal with the everyday mundane challenges of life?
I continually remind myself that there's more of a singular purpose to life than a lot of people realize. A lot of people think, well, I've got my job, I've got this, I've got that, I've got so many different things, and then they pile the worries on top. I worry about the taxes, I worry about the mortgage, or I worry about all these different things. And if you take a look at a larger picture, most of these things, I know we got to do them, but are they important? Not really. I don't see them as important. I see them as necessary, but I don't see them as important. Important for me is maintaining my focus on helping and serving other people and serving Christ. Mm-hmm. And so drawing on the higher power, for me, it's an exercise in focus. Okay. And I mean an exercise in focus because sometimes it's just hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life's hard. Nobody made life easy.
Yeah, there's no bluebird of happiness that really alights on us all the time. And I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just literally looking out my window of my office here, Bill, and I've seen a bluebird that flew right by my window. And that image came to mind as I'm talking to you about that kind of stuff. Oh, well, crazy stuff. I'm sorry. I'm off on a tangent here. Hey, let's talk about people and relationships now. We talked a little bit about higher power. We've talked a little bit about some of the bold actions that you've taken. You mentioned your wife, how she challenged you a little bit. But tell me about the power or the fuel, if you will, of loving relationships in your life, about how that comes into play in your transformation or in the work you do with others. Tell me about the role of important relationships.
Well, I'm an introvert. I'm almost off the scale. I fight every day to overcome that concept and that idea. It's almost like a challenge. I know what I am as far as the tests and everything that happens, but I'm at a point in my life where if I start to feel fearful of specific things, I don't run from them. I just face them head on, and I sometimes end up acting like an idiot, and sometimes I come out on top. It really doesn't matter, but I just face them head on. We have, as a family, we have some friends that we will die for. We've been with them through the death of their son, a very, very tragic and sudden thing. He was 25. We miss him to this day. We were there from square one with them, and we will, you know, there's some people you will lay down your life for, and I understand we would probably lay down our life for a stranger in certain circumstances as well, mm-hmm. but we have a few very close friends, and because I've forced myself out of my label of introversion, let's call it that, mm-hmm. I went to a conference about 5 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, and I went alone. My wife wasn't able to come with me. She was in Guatemala at the time. So she went to Guatemala. I went to Ohio.
What a trade-off.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Ohio is a great place.
Yeah.
I went to this conference, and I forced myself to connect with people. And the more I tried, the better I got at it, I think. But I made some very good connections. Connections from with people in rural Alberta, Canada, to Florida, to Texas, to Cleveland, just everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I've made some connections, and I've pushed myself to keep those connections and find out a way to serve them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, even across, you know, the internet's an amazing. It can be an amazing thing. It can be a dangerous place, but it can be very amazing when you learn to use it properly, like this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So. I'm just expanding my reach and expanding my opportunity to help individuals. And I've found a way to actually do that with people across, across a large span of land, I guess.
Sure. And you find that fulfilling for you, or do you find that draining for you when you said you're an introvert? That's one of the reasons I asked that question. Some introverts find dealing with people draining.
I find helping people fuels me.
Okay.
It gets me going. You know, whether I'm an introvert or not, I'm going to, you know, if I get to help somebody, that just turns my crank.
Okay.
If I get to help expand somebody's their own reach and their own influence and their own impact, you know, I'm excited about that. And I'm able to do it because, you know, one of those things that's in me is I love to plan stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you mentioned a couple of times about being a planner and how that is a gift that you're giving to people and part of the resources that you're giving to people. And one of the things I'm really interested in is the disciplines that people have to help them make their life work and how they can share that with other people. And you've written the book, among other things, Could Conquer What's Next, Scheme Your Dream, Get Your Rear in Gear, and Gain the Grit to Go There. And so to me, I know that seems like as a part of that process of that book and what you offer to people is some practicalities and how you can get your life in gear. So what are some of the things that you might offer to people, Bill, that helps people to move on? You know, so many people are stuck. Would you agree, Bill?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
kind of stuck in wherever they're at. Might be in their marriage. It might be in their career. It might be with their parenting or with their finances, whatever. They're kind of stuck, and they don't think there's any way out. How are you offering some things that can help people to move from being that stuck stage to whatever is next?
A couple of things. One, in the book you just mentioned, Conquer What's Next, there's 9 questions. The book started with question 4. In my mind, I wanted to write a book about keeping good habits. And that's the 4th of 9 questions. The more I went into it, the more I studied it, the more I realized I was missing some things on both sides of that. So in the book, the first 3 questions are, why am I here? What do I want? Or well, let me see. Oh, here we go. Here's where editing comes in.
Okay.
Why am I here? What do I want? And why do I want it? So you've got purpose, goals, and motive. And I love that section because it's planning.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a thing. You can sit around all day and talk about those 3 things and not do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the next 3 questions have to do with stepping into daily habits. What am I willing to do daily to get there? What am I willing to do daily to reach that goal? And not just every week or every little bit of time. Going after a goal is a daily process, daily going after something. So what am I willing to do daily to get there? How am I going to take those habits and put them into routines? And then how do I account for adjustment? Because a lot of people get themselves going on a great habit or a great routine, and then something happens, and how are you going to adjust? And they stop there, and they're done. And the last is just having the grit to go there.
Mm-hmm.
How desperate are you to succeed? You know,
yeah.
I wasn't desperate enough to kill myself, but I was close. And I turned it around and said, how desperate am I?
Mm-hmm.
Succeed, because the last thing I wanted to do, one of the things that kept me from following through on that thought was, what am I doing to my wife?
Okay. Yeah.
What am I doing to my daughter? And that is not the legacy that I want to leave.
Yeah.
It's not the legacy I want to leave on my family and my friends and anybody that I've known.
In a very real way, it's choosing to feel the pain over trying to numb it or just ignore it. It's choosing to feel the pain in order to motivate you to make those changes. That's awesome. And it's very practical, I think, for people, giving that advice. And I know that your book is going to be helpful to that as a tool for people. But you have another tool for people that you're working on, Bill. It's a summit. It's a summit, which is where you're getting together with other like-minded folks who have some things to offer. It's called the Legacy of Purpose Summit. Tell me a little bit what's going on with that. What do you hope to accomplish with this summit? And how does it work for people if people want to avail themselves of that resource? How's this thing going to work?
Well, how it works is you just go to a landing page on my website, read about what's going to happen, and save your seat. I mean, it really is that simple. But what you get, we're going to have there's 11 people and myself, so a group of 12. And it's over 5 days, and you can tune in live and watch the live interviews. And these are people from all walks of life. These are professionals. I have one person who used to live in Montana and spent the last 9 years in central Mexico. We have a person in rural Alberta, so far out. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. like I said, people all over, and all of these people, well, I'm not even that. Most of these people I've met in purpose on met in person, but not all of them. And this Legacy of Purpose Summit came out of how can I serve these people? And together, how can we serve the people that listen to us? And so these people have been compiled from me praying and asking the Lord to see what type of people would be in, want to be involved in talking about the purpose of their life, mm-hmm. and talking about how what drives them forward in their own lives. It's not just me talking about my purpose with them. We're going to hear different stories from vastly different people about their purpose. And it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be all live. We do 3 interviews on Monday and then 2 for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Awesome. Awesome. And then that's we'll put the in our show notes the connection there. But basically, what you can give us to is for BillMcConnell.me, Legacy of Purpose. Is that where we're going to help find that?
Yep. BillMcConnell.me/Legacy of Purpose. No spaces or anything in there.
Awesome. Well, we'll put that in our show notes as well. Bill, but it sounds great. It sounds like you got some good people, some solid people to offer their insights on helping people find their purpose as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm excited about this to the point where I know it's going to be good, but the behind-the-scenes activity that I've been able to create and connect with this group of other 11 people, mm-hmm. that's the thing that's just – for like, I guess, turning my crank. I just love it.
Because I
see in what I'm doing, I see them getting excited, and I see them wanting to contribute more and more, not to the success of the summit. I mean, it's going to be successful in and of itself. I believe that very firmly, but I feel fulfillment because I'm helping them.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I can't wait to see how, as a collective, we help those that listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you guys have this passion for helping people, and that's what, as you say, you know, turns your crank. But let's go back for just one second, and let's kind of try to apply your life to the life of someone who may be listening to Pathway to Promise today, who's having some adversity in their life to handle. Maybe it is a marriage, maybe it is a financial problem or a spiritual dry spot, or maybe even something as serious as suicide. Kind of put yourself back in those positions that maybe you've been. So what's your word of encouragement to somebody today who may be listening today who just needs to think, here's something I need to do practically in order to move to my purpose? What's your word to that person today?
Well, for every person, I've got this one statement to help a person through things. And it's just something that I hold on to, and I repeat this. I write this down every day as well. Once you conquer yourself, everything else becomes possible.
Awesome.
Your biggest enemy is you. Your biggest enemy is in your head and it's in your heart. I grew up being taught to be negative about everything. My father, I'm convinced of this, my father invented sarcasm. And if he didn't invent it, I'm sure he perfected it. And so I grew up with the concept of negativity and doubt and sarcasm as the foundation for my life. Okay. And until I realized that, I couldn't move forward. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you are in life, conquer yourself first. Look inward yourself first and find a way to move forward. I had to. I was a day away. I had to find a way to move forward. And I did. When you start to look, you'll find a way forward. I believe you'll find it in Christ. If not initially, you'll find it in Christ eventually, because he's going to be in there. He is the source of life. But once you conquer yourself, everything else becomes possible. Mm-hmm. Once I came to grips with that, then I started to see everything else that's possible.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And that really makes me excited, because now I have the opportunity to influence other people and impact other people with the message that God has given me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Conquer yourself first, and you'll find a way in order to have success otherwise. Great message to leave us on here today, Bill. Thank you for being our guest today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. And we thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from you, the author of Conquer What's Next and the upcoming Legacy of Purpose Summit, Virtual Summit. Bill McConnell from BillMcConnell.me. So that was Bill McConnell from BillMcConnell.me. He's all about helping you to move from wishing to winning in your life. And that means having a life on purpose. His Legacy of Purpose Virtual Summit is coming up soon. You're going to want to check that out by going to pathwaypromise.com/038, where you can get all the details there. And you may want to check out his books, for instance, Conquer What's Next, How to Scheme Your Dream and Live a Life of Purpose. Well, I want to take a minute with you, though. Let's unpack a little bit of what some of the key takeaway points for what Bill shared with us today, and I think you're going to be important to you. You saw where he was involved with his career for quite a few years as a youth pastor, and then things went south for him. And then things went south in a couple areas in life. He lost a couple of jobs through no fault of his own, and he found himself struggling to find his groove. I've been there in my life. I bet you have too, where you've been struggling to find your groove. But his pathway took him down to a dark place where he even considered committing suicide. And he had a dark place where his marriage was in peril. His wife asked for a divorce. And he said that he took an extended amount of time and he cried and he prayed and he thought about it. And he just thought something like, I got to find something to do. And he just said, maybe one more day, get me through one more day. And he had a spiritual experience with God, and the whole idea was to get me through one more day, and one more day became a week, and a week became a year, and so on and so forth. And he began to pour himself into how to have his life of purpose, and how then he's now taken his life of purposefulness and taught it to you. And so what did he do then? What are some of the things that he did? He began to pursue a life of what could he contribute to others instead of kind of wallowing in his own misery. And that meant making a plan, a specific plan, including having a daily morning routine that he had, journaling and things he would write down about scripture and prayers and a purpose statement and his statement of motivation that he calls it. Writing things down in his journal, an important thing, I believe. Then he began to seek out people who could find that who had needs and seek out ways to meet those needs. In various ways, he served others through his writing, through his books, and now through his virtual summit. And he wants to be remembered, his legacy, he wants to be remembered as someone who helped other people. That's an important thing. What do you want your legacy to be? So how did he do this? Some of the things he did was draw on a spiritual power through his servanthood. And he quoted, or he made the phrase, you know, to preach the gospel and necessary use words. So he's a man of action. Do what's necessary to be helpful to people. Drawing on a higher power from God is important in his life. And he has to be, in terms of people in his life, he really served his wife very intentionally in the early days of his turning his life around by being a house husband and by really pouring himself into his marriage. And he found some ways to serve her. Now he finds a way to serve other people through his writing and through his speaking and teaching. But he's an introvert by nature and has had to find ways to connect with people and to get over being stuck. And so he has to find his own ways to do that. And so he's based a lot of his life on questions that he's asked himself. He's put in some of his writing and so on. What do I want to do? Why do I want to do it? And what is my motivation for doing them? And how do I make a routine then to do this in my life? And how will I account for adjustment? And how can, when things go departure from our success, how do we adjust? So that is what he's about here. These are some takeaway points that I think are going to be important to you as you move forward to achieve your life of purpose. So I commend to you his virtual summit on leaving a legacy of purpose. It's happening in March of 2019. And then it'll be available to you as well. Beyond that, you can go to my site, pathwaypromise.com/0338. That's pathwaypromise.com/038, and find all the details there. Or you can go directly to Bill's website, BillMcConnell.com. Me and get detailed as well. There'll be 12 presenters there at this virtual summit. There'll be lots of things happening, and it'll be some great content for you to help you discover and create your own legacy of purpose. We're here to be helpful to you as well here at the Pathway to Promise podcast. My name is Dr. Brad Miller, and I'm all about being helpful to you in your life to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. You can head over to pathwaypromise.com, and you can find out more about the upcoming book, The Promise Given Life, Your 40-Day Way to Living Your Life of Peace, Prosperity, and Purpose, which is coming up later on this year, and you can get on our launch team and help being part of the creative process of creating this book, and we hope that you will. We're all about being helpful to you, and your feedback is important to us here at pathwaypromise.com, so get on the website and give us some reaction to what we're doing, and let's see how we can be helpful to one another. It's good to be with you through this whole days in March and April of 2019. Every day we're putting out some content to be helpful to your life, to present some aspect of life to help you move forward a little bit every day and get better every day and to come out to a place where you can indeed achieve your life of peace, prosperity, and promise. But nothing happens unless you take action. And part of taking action is to make a promise to yourself to get better. So my encouragement to you today, friends, is simply this: to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.